We are up to Simin Reish Nun Tes Siv Beis. We will be doing from Beis through Vav. We were discussing the halachas of Muktzah in Hatmana. If you use something that's not a keli, you use something that's the Muktzah Machmas Gufo, we'll learn all about it in Hilkos Muktzah, to insulate your keli, your pot on Shabbos, you put it there Erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos you cannot touch it. What you have to do is lift the lid of the pot and let the matminim fall down. Says the Machaber, Hanosnim avonim ulevenim sovim hakdera. What if you put around the pot, you put stones or bricks? Tzarech sheyichdam lakach li'olam. Since that's not the normally done thing, you have to be miyachid it forever. Sherei kozman shlo yichdo enim chashuvim lo umashlicham. Otherwise, it's muktzamach mazgufo, it has no use, it's meant to be thrown away. Hilkach also letaltalan imlo sheyatzniyem li'olam. Unless you put it away forever, if every day you take new stones, that's not good enough. Sherei kozman shlo yichdom enim chashuvim lo umashlicham. Hilkach also letaltalan lo sheyatzniyem umiyachdom lakach. Siv gimel. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if these are stones that you always keep by your oven for Atmana, then obviously they're miyuchid. Gimel hatomen bekupa mleya gizei tzemer. You have a bowl that is full of shearings of wool. Sha'osa letaltal, they were set aside for, say, for sale. So you're not allowed to move them, they're mukta. Vahotzi hakdeira, and then you took the pot. Koz man shalo niskalkal haguma, so long as the place that the pot sat, that indentation is still there. Yocholach zira. So there you're allowed to put it back still. So you took out the pot, you served, you're allowed to put it back in the matminim, because we saw the halach is, you're allowed to return into matminim on Shabbos. Then niskalka lo, but what happens if that indentation got ruined? Lo yachzireno. You're not allowed to put it back. Why not? Why is it usher to put back pashas? Because they're mukta. So you're making a new. How are you going to make this cavity or indentation without moving them? You're allowed to leave it there, take it out, and hope that it still remain there. That's still mutter. Others say that the issue is not mukta. Even if you use stuff that is not mukta, im niskalkal haguma, if the indentation was niskalkal lo yachsir, you can't return it. Why not? What's mutter? Returning to hatmana. If the guma got ruined, it's like a new hatmana altogether. Mokom kishemachzira. It's going to have to create its own new guma. It's as if you're doing hatmana. Sif dalid toman bedover shena nitl v'kisa pia bedover anitl magala kisa v'ochus b'kdera motzia. If the top had things that are not mukta, the sides were mukta. Take off the top ones, lift the pot, and let the inside fall. Toman v'kisa bedover shena nitl. If you not only did hatmana, but you also covered it with something that's not nitl, that is mukta. If there's at least part of it that's exposed, you can grab the pot from there. If not, you're stuck. You can't grab the pot altogether. Finally, Vav. There's a machlokas aposkim. If you're allowed to do hatmana on yontif for Shabbos, with an air of tafshilin, of course. Is this considered some kind of tikkun or is it not? Mishnah Berurah says that even the makilin only hold that the reason why it's mutter is because you don't have a choice, so it's the kavod Shabbos. So he therefore says that if you do have another choice, you shouldn't rely on this.